Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven at the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, September the 21st. Okay, so if you're looking at your calendar and you see first day of fall, then you should know that this afternoon, I'm not sure Jay Kirshner is probably more on this, the exact timing. It's usually around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. And who knows how this is figured out? Who the heck figures out at 3:31 this afternoon?
That's what I always
wonder. Officially become fall.
Who actually breaks it down to the exact minute? Right. That's impressive. Yeah.
Some scientist somewhere has figured that out. So, with today being sort of half and half, we'll have a full day of fall starting tomorrow. So tomorrow you can mark your calendar's first full day of fall. What does that do? For Jay, it's a hip, hip hooray. For me, it's a big boo! Boo! Boo, boo,
well,
boo.
Well, now, because we are about as far as we could be until summer, which Doug loves,
yes,
and we are just getting closer and closer to winter, which excites
well, we're
me.
Halfway kind of, we're in no man's land. It's sort of like the beginning of spring. The beginning of fall, beginning of spring, sees the hours in the day to be the equivalent of half and half. So we have half daylight and half darkness. As we go further into the fall, it becomes darker earlier, obviously, until we get the first day of winter, and that's the so-called shortest day of the year when there is the least amount of daylight because of the way the earth travels and moves, the axis moves up and down and sideways and inside out and whatever it does, it makes for shorter. It's just the days, they say, the days aren't any. The daylight is shorter, and the darkness is longer. The days are exactly the same. 24 hours and one quarter of a second. Again, who figured that out? How is, you know, how we have that every 4 years is a leap year? It's because there's extra seconds that are put into the year. And what's so strange is that it comes out even. That's the other thing. Okay, we're going to add a day. How do we just add a day? How did that come out? It's just, it actually is awesome when you think about how it all works. Because whether you understand it, you can understand the principle of it, but is it easy to understand how it actually works? I don't think it is at all, frankly. I think it's amazingly difficult it's easy to remove your hair with a laser gun, but it's not easy to figure this out. How's that?
It's like core math.
Yeah. Yeah. Two and two is still four, whether you can use that in the end, with the end result being, oh, yeah, I understand all of this. I
never understood that. The whole, I understand having to show your work so that the teacher can know that you understand how you're getting to where you get to in terms of core math. But the whole core math of, like, it's, what is it? Then you add all these other numbers, and you have to take this really long route to get there, and then all of a sudden you get to the number.
Yeah. I think that's probably a very good...
It's absurd.
That's something that makes us think, okay, it's time for something else. So let's get to some women in the news as we go through the events of the day, things that matter, what people are talking about. A 20-year-old Colorado woman hospitalized, serious injuries. A police car she was in was struck by a train. Yareni Gonzalez of Greeley, Colorado, in the back of the patrol car, train collided with a vehicle, according to the information from the CBI.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, remember that TV show that was, what was it called? I can see Jane, the guy's name, the police officer's name was Jane.
Thomas Jane?
Yeah.
The actor?
Yeah. Well, no. His name in, is this an Australian actor?
Oh, remember? I know what you're talking about. The Mentalist. With
That was fabulous
show. Yeah, the character's last name was Jane. That one was a good show.
It was a good show. And they all work for the CBI, which was the California Bureau of Investigation, but this is the Colorado Bureau. Police had detained this person during a traffic stop. This woman was transported into the hospital. Lots of injuries. I guess she's okay, but she'll survive anyway.
Well, but why was the squad car parked on the tracks? Good.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Thank you. But unbelievable how people, how stuff happens. Anyway, so the fact that she was arrested on suspicion of felony menacing. Well, I'd like to know what that is.
It was a road rage incident involving a firearm.
Okay, well, so she's in the car. So, but yes, the big that's not the big story. The big story is why the heck were the police on the railroad track stopped? Hello, ding, 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 ding. Other women in the news. Well, you want to add something to that?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to say they had enough thought to move her car because when she was pulled over, she was right near the tracks, and then the police car behind her pulled up. They moved her car off the tracks, but they didn't move the squad car that she was in off the tracks.
Were the police in the car, or was she the only one in the car?
She was the only one in the car.
Ah, there's a setup if I ever heard one. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm putting my money on the police doing this on purpose. Otherwise, why would it be? Right? Doesn't make any sense.
I think this was just a really bad accident and carelessness.
Really?
But just the fact that they had enough thought to get her car off the tracks and they forgot about the squad car.
Great police work. Okay, next woman in the news is a mother who's helped immigrants in Martha's Vineyard. The governor of Massachusetts, Mr. Baker, had these 48 Venezuelan immigrants that were in Martha's Vineyard moved off to a place on the Cape. And a lady named Christine White, who's a mother, lived in Martha's Vineyard for 40 years, talking about Martha's Vineyard and what it's all about. She says, yeah, there are a lot of rich and famous people here, but we are also living here, hardworking community of school teachers, doctors, policemen. We're just like everybody else. Rich and famous come here in the summer. We're here all year long. And so apparently she wasn't aware, at least at first, of these two private planes coming into the vineyard. And then they were moved over to St. Andrew's Church. And apparently that's her church.
Yeah. Her daughter called her and was like, hey, what's the situation? And and she's like, what are you talking about? What situation?
Yeah.
Christine White is the mom. Like, what are you talking about? What situation? And her daughter filled her in on everything.
Yeah.
And then Christine was like, whoa, wait, what? And then went to her church, and she and other parishioners just got into helping people.
Helping them out. Yep. They gave them food. They gave shelter in the church. All that sort of stuff. But the leader was this lady who this Christine White who really took it to heart. And it back to good people everywhere. There are more good people, many more good people than there are bad people. People who help. We're all here to help. We really are. That's my philosophy of life. We're here to help. Help each other, help the people that can't be helped, that sort of thing. And in this circumstance, this lady helped find shoes and jackets and sweatshirts for all these people, food, water, that sort of stuff, medical treatment if they needed it. And there was a dental exam even. So this is a good person doing good things. They're all now moved to the mainland. They're on Cape Cod now, and nobody seems to. But what the fact nobody really seems to know what the outcome is going to be, the other side of it is that it called attention to something, whether you like what DeSantis did or not, and what Gabbett, that's a good name for him. Governor Gabbett. The idea of the whole immigration system being in rack and ruin, and this is a good way to call attention. You can call it any kind of a scheme you want to, but it still is, it shines a light onto this whole situation, which is chaos and a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching, I think when you were here on Monday, I called attention to a PBS broadcast about the Holocaust and all the things that affected Jews in America and also around the world during, up to and during World War II, the build up to World War II, what was going on with them, and the places that they went. Most of them early on came to America, and then, I'm trying to remember this guy's name. I think it was Long, who was put in charge of immigration by President Roosevelt, tried to kibosh all of the Jews that were on their way to America. He wanted to keep them out because he was an anti-Semite. Again, you go back to, as much as Roosevelt was called a hero in many ways he was a good president, but he was very quiet about all of these things. Earlier in his career, he'd been known to make some moves that weren't exactly favorable to Jewish people. And so you look at, as much as people adore him and say he was great, there were some things that went on during his administration that weren't really good. And so there's this prejudice that goes, I say this to the people who are Jewish that are listening and people who know Jewish people, what is there about the Jewish faith or being Jewish that has caused as much of a ripple effect on the rest of the world as has been the case? You know, why did Hitler want to get rid of the Jews? Why didn't he want to get rid of Mormons? Or, you know, what I'm saying is the people in the world who were jealous, and that's kind of what it was about. Prejudice usually is bred by jealousy. Yeah, have you experienced that, Jay? When you think right down, it's people who don't have or can't seem to do what others do. And there's something about maybe because the Jewish, there's an ethnicity to this, there's a religion to this. And for almost as long as they've been around, there has been a prejudice against Jews. And
I think a lot of it's ignorance.
Yeah.
And just,
yeah.
I don't want to say uneducated, but to a degree, being uneducated.
Yeah,
And it's not something that's born into people. It's taught.
Yep, it is. And it's the same thing as, you know, I don't like blacks because they're black, and I don't like this person. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, the same kind of stuff. It is complete ignorance. And there's something to work on, it would seem to me, as a population. Let's hope that that is being done, at least in part. 18 after, you're listening to Good Day.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated. Like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. So you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved 2 reformulated vaccines. They're designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program in our 35th year, about to begin. Wouldn't that be 1988 to, yeah, this is the beginning of the next, it's October 8th, in fact, when we start the beginning of the 35th year of this program.
How about that? Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into something that seems kind of silly in a moment. The new role being played by Robert Pattinson, who was a fairly well-known actor. Wasn't he the last Batman? Did he play Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So what is he going to do now? Aha! Gotcha! We'll talk about that after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
What is going on here? Sotheby's, the big auction house, has named Robert Pattinson as a curator. He's supposed to be curating an exhibit as part of a program called Contemporary Curated. So why? What qualifies
him? People are hot about this.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So many people
are excited or hot because they think it's awful.
No, they think it's awful. They're like, what qualifies him to do something like this? Some people are saying they're basically just putting a celebrity name against somebody who's actually curating this. Now, part of contemporary curated is they're getting well-known names who kind of come in and guest curate because they want to get other people excited about art, and they've actually had Oprah Winfrey has done this, Steve Aoki has done this. The current one is Layla Gowar, who is a chef and a food designer. And so it's kind of one of those things that they're having people actually pick out some stuff that people who do have a hobby in art or like art, they may not be professionally trained. No, it's not his stuff, but he's helping to pick out pieces that will be curated for this. And somebody actually made a good point on social media of why not do something where you're having real art teachers? Or people who are trying to make it in the art world, trying to become painters, working painters who aren't really necessarily trained to curate this, but if this is some kind of quote-unquote special curator thing, have people like that doing this. And I don't see the problem in having both or creating another situation. And not
call attention by using somebody.
Program, but a separate, separate program.
Yeah, call attention to stuff by having somebody famous perhaps lend their hand. But then, you know, who's the real, what's the real McGilla here? Who's
or team up, have a celebrity team up with an actual teacher.
Two. For the price of one. Okay, so certainly worth consideration. Not something a lot of people be talking about. So now you know the story, or the rest of the story. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people say their pet is almost like a member of the family. Mine actually are. But when it comes time to make out their will, few provide for the care of their pet after they're gone. Recently, a study by the ASPCA suggested only 17% of pet guardians had taken any legal action to provide care for their dog, cat, or other type of pet if something were to happen to them. Millions, I mean millions of companion animals surrender to shelters every year, some because their owners did not establish continued care for them in event something was able to happen to them and they were unable to do it. It's really important if you have a dog or a cat or any type of animal to speak to an attorney and set up a pet trust. You know, recently I was broadcasting from a local shelter in California, and while I was there, someone brought in a 12-year-old beagle that belonged to their grandparents. The grandparents had both died. They didn't want the dog anymore, so they turned it into a shelter. What are the chances of a 12-year-old dog finding a home? Pretty limited. Make those arrangements. Your dog or cat is part of the family. Set up a trust. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds really formal, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the one-month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
And you go to toploss.com. What do we have that's value added?
Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The director of Feeding Our Future nonprofit and 47 other people were charged Tuesday in what federal prosecutors say was a massive scheme to defraud the government of more than $250 million meant to feed needy children during the pandemic. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger.
These individuals believed that they could steal tens of millions of dollars from a federal child nutrition program by claiming to serve food to needy children when they were not.
Amy Bach, executive director, has pled not guilty. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he signed a decree on a partial mobilization of Russian citizens on Wednesday. McDonald's Corporation has been ordered by a U.S. judge in Los Angeles, California, to defend against a $10 billion lawsuit accusing the fast food chain of not buying advertising time with black-owned media. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
There's a new carbon capture project that supposedly will eliminate 5 million tons of CO2. This is hard for the average person to grasp because you can't see this, can't really touch it. It's there, but it's not there. Right. So this new capture, this carbon capture project will actually pull the carbon out of the air and deposit it underground.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. I guess it's time for us to start talking, isn't it? Huh? 34, or continue talking on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, September the 21st. We really are two-thirds of the way through the month. I say that for Jennifer. Just because you know how she loves to I get her going when I talk about the days and the time and how fast things are going. And yeah, I think we all are here in the same place when it comes to the seasons and the summer, mm-hmm. how fast it's gone. And we say that every year. The good stuff seems to go fast. The bad stuff seems to be boom, bada, boom, bada, boom, boom, boom.
Well, but somebody explained it to me once upon a time. Well, when most people are like, the older you get, the faster time goes. And yes. Somebody broke it down into, well, each year of your life is one 1/8 of whatever your age is. So if you're 8, 1 year is 1/8 of your life. When you're 35, it's 1/35 of your life, and so on. So each year of your life actually does kind of move a lot faster, because when you post it into the whole grand scheme of your age itself.
Right. The grand scheme of things.
Yes.
Yeah, right. All right, let's do some health food, shall we? If we think about we're poised for greatness here. This winter is not going to be like last winter or the winter before. We're thinking great things with regard to health news. You can hear Dr. Ken Kronhaus talk about this sometimes he talks about it on our Thursday get-together that we have, but more of it over the weekend. Or you can get the info on the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. The latest on COVID, we have an update, as a matter of fact, about a scheme that has brought 47 people into the focus here. They managed to steal $250 million from a COVID child meal program. So the feds are after these people, and you wonder what sort of a person is going to steal money from a child meal program.
And then to find out it was so many people?
Yeah, right. This is the largest pandemic-related fraud scheme so far the Justice Department has brought up on charges. And it was out there, but yet it was so obvious, kind of, that they didn't seem to pay much attention to the rules. They thought they could get away from stealing money from this program serving needy children out in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S. attorney there, Andrew Luger, said the suspects used a nonprofit called, quote, Feeding Our Future. This was something they cooked up as a cover to get the reimbursements for the meals that were never, ever, ever provided. And they used the federal money instead to buy themselves fancy cars, new homes, lots of jewelry, that kind of stuff. That's what
property.
I say. It's so brazen, mm-hmm. So obvious what they were doing with the money. So this is, but there's a lot of that stuff. The farming community had lots of that same sort of thing. And they've been investigating the Ag Department, the leadership of the last guy. See, this is where Trump runs into trouble. And when people, they kind of, even the farmers who seem to support Trump, haven't looked at this sort of thing. And this, the kinds of stuff that went on were just bad management or corruption. I think in the case of my view of it, my own personal view of Sonny Perdue and the people, I think he was involved in the corruption up to his ears, taking care of his friends. Look at some of the people who got the money. And they were not only in health care, not only in agriculture, but there were these schemes all over the place, redirecting money that was supposed to be for one thing to help out. Instead, it went to people who had nothing in their hearts except evil. These people are evil. Business, this is a lesson, but maybe it just tells us about that side of humanity. They're just people who don't care about anything but themselves,
mm-hmm.
And this is it's ugly, frankly, just plain ugly. All right, let's see. There's something else as far as the health department is concerned. The monkeypox situation. Here's something else that is being totally mishandled by, in my mind, in the medical community, also in the news and information community, the trending stuff on social media when it comes to monkeypox is way over the top. But on the other side of that, Jay, there is an increase in sexually transmitted diseases because men are not using condoms. And as a result of that, monkeypox is adding to the burden of problems that the medical community has to deal with. And one wonders, under the circumstance, I mean, I don't know how you control these things other than through education. What do you, you don't arrest people, you don't put them in jail because they are stupid or because they're selfish. And there's a little of that going on here. So the person that runs the U.S. Center for Disease Control says that it is, quote, imperative that the population work to rebuild, innovate, and expand prevention programs because of monkeypox. You know, there's other stuff going around, that's not good from these STDs. And that's, you know, you kind of have, these have been around since the beginning of time. A lot of people back before there was medicine, they die of this stuff. You know, you get in some of these things and they really, doesn't take long, they wipe you out. And that kind of happened with HIV, if you remember that. And so that almost, the AIDS thing, that almost went away. Nobody really talks about it or hasn't talked about it much until monkeypox came along.
So much more forward movement with healthcare and medications and everything. And once upon a time, getting HIV, that was basically a death sentence, that it was going to turn into AIDS and you were going to die. And now when you have HIV, people live with it for the rest of their lives because it's no longer a death sentence. And with the STDs, what is it? Syphilis is on the rise right now, too.
Yeah. Right. It's a bacteria, for those who don't know, a bacterial disease that surfaces on sores on your private parts, but it can lead to severe symptoms, and if it's not treated, you die. That's basically what goes on. And it was really bad during the 1940s, during World War II, because of the activities of men in the service who were, wherever they were, they're getting a hold of women that... shall we say, excuse me, weren't their friends.
Ladies of the night?
Well, just anybody. You know, they were looking, just think about what happens when men are away from their wives or away from women. They'll find whoever is around. So, anyway, don't know there's much we can do. Well, there is, I think education, back to education. And having the news media not treat it as something that it's not. And back to education again. Do people take the time? Is this something that should be taught in public school health courses? Yes. Is it being taught? No. Because people don't want to talk about that sort of thing in public school. Instead of being practical and helpful, we don't want to talk about that stuff. We're teaching kids how to do it. If we talk about how your body works. Ignorance. Oy. Here's a story from one of our affiliates in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, WNRI, one of the first places people that are listening to the program down in Woonsocket and in the nearby communities, Massachusetts and around northern Rhode Island. One of the first jobs I ever had in radio was on WNRI when I was still in college, I think. I can see the guy, I remember his name, I think he just passed away. Same family's owned that station forever. Anyway, down there, the police in Woonsocket have found a couple of decomposed bodies. And this was in the house of the mayor of Woonsocket.
It's a little... the former mayor,
Yeah, a little sketchy.
And the thing is police are saying there's no outward signs of any foul play, any type of struggle. And then they go on to say if they're aware that both of these individuals, if they are who they think they are, had medical issues that were pretty significant. They have yet to truly confirm their identities, but the suspicions are that they know who these people are and that they had prior issues.
What do you mean,
these,
health issues?
These bodies were decomposed.
Yeah. So why didn't they get help is the question, right? That's what
that
the medical examiner's office is asking. That's what the police are asking. That's what people in Woonsocket and all around Rhode Island are asking. These residents were not seen for a couple of weeks. So apparently they just did. Well, yeah. I don't want to say apparently because you don't really know.
Well, it's the former home, and the neighbors had said that they hadn't seen these people, these residents, for some time.
But they're in the home of the mayor, who served as mayor
home.
In Woonsocket for...
The former home.
Yeah, it was a former home. But was he living... These bodies were there when he was there and he sold and moved out? That's the question. Whether he was there or somebody else was living in the house. 1995 to 2009...
That was when he served.
He was the mayor of Woonsocket. That's how they, a lot of French in Woonsocket. That's how they pronounce it locally. Woonsocket. All right, anyways, next to Bellingham and down the border of Massachusetts. So, this would be something that, this isn't one of those stories. I just want to tell the story. I want to know what happens. So can we keep our eye on this? I'd just like to know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's also a good reminder to check on our loved ones, check on our neighbors.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen or heard from somebody in a while, just go check on them.
Speaking of loved ones, Vanessa Bryant has gotten a $20 million settlement with the County of Los Angeles because of those crash photos of her husband. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Now she has to figure out, she's got now, what, a couple of weeks until she decides whether this is okay, but they've agreed to pay her $20 million bucks.
This is her co-plaintiff that has now reached the... It was Vanessa Bryan and a co-plaintiff together. And
Chris Chester was the other person, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Who sued
and
the
so
county.
He was able, because he did the same thing. I mean, it was emotional distress, mental anguish, and learning that the crash scene photos, that which included the victim's bodies, their loved yeah. ones' bodies, were shared on at least 20, what,
those
20
police are all,
devices?
Should be all fired. They should all
yeah.
be fired.
This was just shared from the people who were there. This was shared from people who were there to other police officers who shared it to other people who shared it to other people. It's awful.
It is.
It's so easy for people to forget
sense.
That these are human beings. These are people. Yeah. These are families. These are people who don't get to wake up to say good morning to the people they love. A parent does not get to say good night to her daughter and other parents as well, because there are more kids and more families, more adults on board too.
So this guy, Chester, gets the $19.5 million. Mm-hmm. What does Vanessa Bryant get? This is their...
I can't remember what she received. Hers was already granted,
settled.
Which is all
yeah.
going... Yeah, which is all going to charity, of course.
But Chester's going to keep the money for himself with his children and that sort of thing, right?
Is he?
I think so. That's what it looks like here. It was actually $15 million at first, and then there were some other issues. I guess that's what it is in the state. That says, okay, let's get this settled, which is, you know, more often than not what ought to happen in these cases instead of stringing them out in court where the lawyers make all the money. 48 past the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit greenstockjournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it.
JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This is our farm, food, and family portion of the program where we go over a lot of information affecting what you're eating, where you're getting it. The farms of America come together, the good farms, the small farmers, the independent farmers. So here's something, though, that is, in terms of the food department, something of a warning. Those of you who are TikTokers, you need to stop cooking marinated chicken marinated in NyQuil. What are you, nuts?
They say chicken. This is the dumbest thing, and people are, it sounds disgusting.
It is disgusting.
And yes, people are like, but it can help with colds. Just take the medicine.
It helps with colds, so you cook chicken in NyQuil and you think it's going to get rid of your cold. What are you, nuts?
Yes, right. See, just take the medicine, and then you can take it with your dinner.
Well, when you cook this stuff, though, isn't it, you change the composition of it, so it's probably no more
properties.
Yeah, exactly.
And to the point where just smelling it can actually be dangerous. Inhaling the vapors can be dangerous while cooking it. Stop it. Knock it off.
You gotta be nuts. Crazy people.
Because common sense isn't common. We're gonna be here to tell you. Knock it off.
Oh, my God. Okay, in a moment, a story about a new farm that's opened up just in time for, as they say here in New England, pumpkin season. So stand by for a little pumpkin roll after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here's the story from Kentucky. Jay, there's a new farm that's opened up, and they specialize in pumpkins. Starting today, the first day of fall, a lot of Kentuckians will be able to make a trip to the pumpkin patch. Middle Springs Farm in Bourbon County at grand opening, run by the Menke family. They own the farm. They are excited to see more people there. They bought the land in 2021. Their dream had always been to have a farm. They were able to open up the farm. They've got hay rides. But mostly, they're doing pumpkin picking. There are a lot of folks that are doing these sorts of things this time of year on the farm. Sunflower mazes, corn mazes, that kind of stuff.
It's so much fun, and it's so pretty. And it's just so nice to get out to the farm anyway.
Yeah, right. So that's it. They've got a lot of 30 to 50 pounders. We've got some on my farm. We bought, I don't raise them, but I bought a keg of them so we could, because people, everybody, they come to the farm, they want hay for Halloween and Thanksgiving, and they want pumpkins. Okay, so here you go. Help, you, help yourself.
Have at it.
Have at it. Here's a story of a beekeeper who, this is pretty shocking, actually, and it's good shock. There's an agriculturalist who let one-fifth of his farming estate return to wild meadows in order to support the beekeeping operation of the farm next door. It's called hypercultivation. This is on the Austria, obviously, I always do that, Austria and Australia, on the border of Austria. And so this, remember the hills are alive with the sound of music?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, those scenes? Well, that's what this looks like. That's what this place is. This is one of the most beautiful places on earth. And so this guy set aside a couple of acres of land that he called an oasis, and now these different blooming plant species are home to the bees. And in case you didn't, I hope everybody knows this, you learned this in botany, without bees, you got nothing. Nothing gets pollinated, nothing grows. You wouldn't have corn, you wouldn't have pumpkins, you wouldn't have anything that grows of the seed that comes out as a flower because the bees need to pollinate it. The same thing as a boy needs a girl to have a baby. Girl needs boy, right? You got to have the sperm.
It's like the birds and the bees.
That's exactly what it is, and that's why it's called that, as a matter of fact. Yeah. And the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above. And a thing called love.
Love.
And bees. Good. All right. So that's a good help. Thank you. It's 59 past the hour.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.